When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Talking sports, trying to make sports fun again, BT. Hey, enjoy Tommy DeVito, Tommy Cutlets. You're going to get to see him Sunday out of MetLife. Finally, something worth watching. I mean, man, between the disaster with the Jets every Sunday and the disappointment that they've been, obviously the Giants, it's a struggle to score points with them. They've been infuriating to watch. At least Tommy DeVito brings a positive energy. And for me, I'm not worried about the draft pick. Not now. Not in November before Thanksgiving. I'm worried about seeing Tommy Cutlets go out there and hopefully have some fun and maybe the Giants winning a few games here over the course of the next couple weeks.
I can't wait to watch him play. I'm really, from a football perspective, you strip away all the other stuff that we all know about because he's from here, right? But I just want to see where he is as a football player. You know, he's not a kid. He's not 22, 23, 24. He's 26 years old. So there's a maturity. There's a confidence that he didn't have a year ago. I mean, listen, he played fairly well the year ago, but what's interesting to me is that he did it without really knowing that he could do it. And that is so important now. And I think I said this to you the other day, not that he was amazing, but he was certainly competent and he showed that he belonged a year ago. So now what happens to Tommy DeVito this past offseason? A little more bounce in the weight room, a little more energy, kind of when he shows up to OTAs and when he starts to, you know, let it rip in practice. He knows that he's not on the outside looking in. He's one of the guys.
Not thrown to the wolves either out of nowhere. Like last year was out of necessity. Now it's out of, hey, you know what? Let's see what he could do. That experience that he had is invaluable coming into this year now.
Yeah, and listen, the worst thing, and this is where we're saying, you know, let's make sports fun again here in New York. It's one thing when you're bad, and we all know what it's like when we're bad, but it's another thing to be bad and have no emotional connection. At the very least, you have an emotional connection here, Tommy DeVito. Let's go.
Well, that's why fans, I know it's a tough thing because you're like, what are they going to do? Win meaningless games here the rest of the way? Yeah, but now you're taking away from what your core is as a sports fan. Have fun. Tommy DeVito is going to bring some fun here. Root for your team to win for a change. Connor is calling from Rutherford. What's up, Connor?
How we doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Connor.
So, I'm all about making sports fun again, but some people laugh at circuses. I don't. And I'm a Giants fan. I have a lot of Giants fan friends. The season's over. No, you could put anybody behind center. We don't care anymore.
You don't care, which is fine, but I think a lot of Giant fans care.
Why don't you care, Connor? You're not going to watch the game? What do you mean you don't care?
I watch it in the background almost, but because management has failed us. Yes, Daniel Jones has not played well at all, and I liked him in the beginning. But we are run right now almost like the Jets are being run. And it's disheartening to watch it for the last 10 years just take this slide downhill, and we're bad in every facet of the game, in every different game. Special teams 1 week, defense 1 week, offense most of the time. It's killing us enjoyment of just trying to watch a game now. It's bad.
Well, Connor, we know that. And I don't think that's necessarily the conversation to me. Thanks for the call there, buddy. Like, I'm watching the game from a Giants perspective. Let me have a little fun. That's obviously been established here. But I'm also trying to determine if Tommy could be a number two. Like, I mean, there's an outside. I don't want to completely sell the young man short. There's always an outside chance he could be number one.
Right.
Like the most unlikely, improbable number one moving forward. But I think, realistically speaking, you know, because there are some, I don't want to overstate it, but some physical limitations with Tommy. I don't think he's an amazing athlete. I think he's competent. I think he's a good athlete. Good arm, not great. So I think there's some things that you sit there and you say, okay, you know, maybe in the right system, he can certainly be a starter and win some games. But I think the takeaway now for Tommy is, can he be our number two for the next 5 years?
Or maybe starting next year. Like, how about this scenario? Tommy DeVito comes in, has some fun. Giant fans enjoy at least a couple of wins. You go into the games. You bought the season tickets anyway. You're going to watch the game on Thanksgiving anyway. Like, enjoy some of these wins. Beat the snot out of the Cowboys. That would be fun. DeVito shows himself to be a capable starting quarterback for now, and then next year, you start the year, instead of year six of Daniel Jones and like, oh my God, we've had enough, you start the year with DeVito, energy, fun, Tommy Cutlets, all that stuff, maybe win some games while drafting and developing the quarterback under him.
That would be ideal.
Okay,
well. That would be, and by the way, if Tommy, under that situation, say they draft the kid, and either the kid's not ready or Tommy's straight up balling to start the season, that's a good problem.
You're good to go.
We can cross there. When we get there, we'll find a way to deal with that.
This could be the beginning of the way out of the rut or the lack of sustained success. We're not getting carried away saying he's going to be the guy the
next,
you know, whatever, the franchise quarterback. But, hey, I mean, right now they need a quarterback. They don't have one. And he's got good energy. He's got confidence. Let's see what he can do. Brian is calling from Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for making it. What's up,
bud?
First of all, you guys are probably my favorite show on the fan. You guys are awesome.
We really appreciate that. Thank you. Now, if you could take to social media to let us know how much you like it, that would be fun.
I don't do any of that crap.
There you go.
Oh, right? You're a mature adult. That's why.
So, I'm all about the Tommy DeVito move. I feel bad for Daniel Jones. It's not about his wallet, but just the fact as a competitor. But what I don't want to see with Tommy DeVito coming out is this ass clown of an agent being the forefront. I don't want to either. He's a Bronx tail wannabe. Just go away into the background. We don't see Scott Boras anywhere. Why is this guy on it? I don't want to see the hand gestures, any of it. Go out and play and let's see what you have.
You want the honest answer there, Brian? Thanks for the call there, buddy.
Great call.
And I don't want to see nothing against his agent. I just want to see Tommy. Like, last year, I got it. Let's see mom and dad in the stands. Local kid does good. You know, grew up 7-8 miles from MetLife. That's an amazing story that everybody could appreciate. Now let's see if he can play football. I'm going to give you the most honest answer. And I'm forgetting his agent's name right now. But the why he found the cameras or...
Anthony?
Is that it?
Salvatore?
No.
What is it?
Luigi? Where are we going with this?
Mario? Something like that, no?
Yeah, as we try to end the stereotypes, we make them worse. I think that because he has such, how do I say this? He has such a unique look.
That's
that the cameras found him.
Sean, actually.
It is Sean. That's
Sean
right.
Stilato.
He played football at Maris. The guy, like, he played football.
He was a football
player? Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Was he kicker?
He'll put you through a wall. Watch
Get
it, buddy. He will
here.
Put you
was
on your
kicker?
Ass.
Come on.
In a heartbeat.
Was he there when you were there?
I think he was a year or two after me.
Okay. So
I've seen some pictures. Like, I think he played safety. Dude, he can hit a little bit. Boy, watch what you say here, Sal.
All kidding aside, he gets shown, because you're right, because of the way he dresses.
Yes.
With all that stuff, plus Tommy DeVito coming out of nowhere and the Italian thing. But I do think, I'm with the caller, like, that's a negative. I said this last year, and it's not a negative in fun. I'm not trying to be the fun police, because it is fun, I get it. But what it does is take away from what Tommy DeVito is actually doing on the field. It shouldn't be about his parents, his agent, the gestures, his ethnicity, his background.
Mm-hmm.
It should be about his play on the field. That's what we as sports fans care about.
I agree. That's expired. And I'm with you on that. I think that, let's face it, if he looked like David Stearns, are they going to pan to him in the crowd? No. But the way he presents himself, again, the camera's going to find them. But
right, he dresses like somebody.
That was a year ago.
Like, well, yeah, exactly.
I don't need that anymore.
If I'm Tommy.
I don't think Tommy wants that anymore, frankly.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If I'm Tommy, I'm like, look,
yep.
You could be out there and go to the game, whatever you want, but I want this to be about how I play.
Mm-hmm.
The hand gestures are fun. Maybe I'll come up with something else, whatever. But, like, I want to go out there and play winning football. Hey, this may be the last and most serious opportunity he's ever getting. And think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
certainly
is it.
With the Giants.
He's getting a chance to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I wouldn't want it to be about gimmicks. I'd want it to be about my play on the field.